I'm joined here by Anna Rose Holmer and Lisa Kirov, respectively director and producer of The Fitz. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So let's get started. I want to know about The Fitz. So when you actually conceived the idea, Anna, and you started working on it.
It's actually inspired by some real life phenomena. And we particularly were looking at a case study that was in upstate New York. And when we first started reading about it, we got excited about developing it into a film. And we realized quickly that we wanted to do it in a fiction format and combine it with dance. So we started looking for a dance team and a dance style that would be a good contrast with the convulsions of these episodes. And that's the initiation of the project.
And you guys knew each other already? You worked already before? Or this was the kind of the first big project together?
So we've known each other for about 10 years and been good friends, but this is the very first big collaboration together.
Good. You still friends or something?
Still friends.
Yeah, we're getting ready for round two.
So. Good. And so actually, I want to know about the producer's kind of perspective from you, but also the way that you interacted with each other, because, you know, producer is such a kind of broad way to describe the role of a producer. You know, mm-hmm. It can be an administrative one or actually hands-on. So I just want to know your kind of relationship.
Well, with the Biennale College, it's really wonderful that they include the producer from the very beginning. So from the very first workshop, it was a producer-director team. And so we helped, we developed the story together, and it was very hands-on collaboration throughout the entire filmmaking process.
Yeah, and my background is actually, I've been producing as well, so I'm excited about the role of a creative producer, and I was actually more nervous about stepping into the director's side, so it was nice to have someone that I trusted completely kind of there, but really interested in the concept of what creative production means and involving a producer from the development phase. I think it's really important and something that's rare. You don't often get the opportunity to kind of have that type of collaboration, especially with your friends. So, and we have a third partner who developed the script with us, Celia Davis. She's also the editor of the film.
Well, you mentioned it, Biennale College. So how did you come to, you know about it? And of course, you know, good job being part of it for 2015.
Well, from the very first, I guess this is the third year that they're doing it. And from the very first year, I'd heard about it because a friend of mine, Tim Sutton, had Memphis in the first year, and so I had sort of been tracking the process of it and seeing some of the films that have come out of it, and it was a really interesting concept, and again, the idea that the producer and director are collaborating and developing something in this sort of incubator and with a micro-budget in mind was something that was really exciting for us.
So this script was actually totally conceived of within the constraints of the Biennale College, which is a micro-budget, but more stressful is the micro-timeline. So the first draft of the script was written about 11 months ago, and so from script to premiere is quite a tight timeline. So we knew from the beginning this is not a script that we adapted to fit these. It was totally conceived of with this idea and the idea of doing it through the Biennale program.
Did you actually thrive in this sort of like micro timeline, or so you probably changed your way, you know, your modus operandi, your way of working together, or perhaps actually sometimes it was actually really tough to stay within those time frame?
For me, creatively, it was a gift because I think that a lot of directors in general, you know, there's when you have more time, you get to doubt yourself. And in this case, there was no luxury of doubt or second guessing. It was a lot of gut reactions and trusting your collaborators, leaning into those relationships. And for me, it was very freeing to kind of direct from your guts instead of overthinking everything. And I really enjoyed the speed. I don't think I'll do it quite as fast the next time, but I like the idea of forcing everyone to work. And you really can only learn about your process through directing on set. There's not a way to practice that. So it really forces you to face your script and face the film.
And how much did the first draft change? You know, now that you have, of course, the project is finished, you know, he has its own life now. So can you tell me just, you know, you thought and you kind of, you know, foreseen that it would have changed that much, or maybe actually was kind of faithful to the first draft?
It changed a lot.
A lot. Okay.
At every step along the way, the script and the story evolved. And that's part of the process was for us just being open to the evolution and finding the best possible story within those constraints and within what we, you know, envisioned telling.
I think it did change a lot, but I also argue that it's very, very close to
the intention,
the spirit of the spirit didn't change. It's the details, we ended up casting someone a lot younger than the script was written for, so that totally changed the script. But in its essence, it's so similar to what we pitched about a year ago in terms of the spirit and style, the formal language of the film. So yes, it did change it a lot and changed not at all. So
you had both maybe like some points into the script or anyway the subject itself that you were adamant about it and it should never change, or actually you found yourself kind of, you know, being a symbiosis and also an evolution, as you said, but maybe there was that little detail that had to be, you know, that had to stay.
I mean, for me, it's a dance film.
Okay.
Was yeah. Not, and I think it's a pretty non-traditional dance film. Yes, there's dancing in the film, but that the whole style of the film is seen as a dance film. And that's as she's walking down the hallway, where every breath that she takes. We worked with a movement consultant, Celia Rawson Hall, who's amazing, who also has a film here in Venice Days, Ma. And we just conceived of it as a movement-based film, and that was something that it, from day one has been our rule.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. So good luck for the premiere tonight. Fingers crossed. And of course, you know, I'm looking forward to listening to the second, you know, part two, you said, for your collaboration. So, you know,
thank
maybe
you so
see
much.
You next
thank
year
you.
Here again.
Hope so.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.